You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good afternoon, Radio Maria listeners, and happy Easter, a happy blessed Easter to all our wonderful listeners here on Radio Maria. It's Christina Doyle bringing you the Father's Quilt, a live prayer call-in line, and you are always welcome to phone us in and send us your prayer requests, and we'd love to hear from you. It's actually Friday. I was just talking to Alex about Friday, and Friday stuck in my head, in my little brain. So it's actually Tuesday. Tuesday, April the 3rd, and here we are with another wonderful broadcast to bring you today, and we'd love to talk more about it. And before we do, let's begin with our Hail Mary, our beautiful Mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Well, dear listeners, it's Tuesday afternoon here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and yesterday we had a few snowflakes, but it's not too bad. It's cold, but, you know, it's windy, but we're expecting rain here, and I hope that you're enjoying your afternoon. And as we bring you the Father's Quilt, as I said, it is a live prayer call-in line, so we do encourage our listeners to call us in at 416-245-1534 and send us your prayer requests. Is there something on your mind? Is there something you want to share with us? Your spiritual faith, you know, maybe your journey through the Easter. How was your Easter? Maybe you want to share that with us today. We would love to hear from you. We really do. You know, we're also, you know, online, and of course you can email us at Quilt, Q-U-I-L-T, at radiomaria.ca, and you can even send us your thoughts that way to us if you have prayer requests for yourself, your family, for love, or anyone. And also, if you have some really great news, yeah, we had an interesting Easter, and Father Pavel from St. Mary Immaculate will forgive me, but before I start into the actual broadcast, I thought I'd share something very funny. Poor Father Pavel. It was Easter Vigil, and Father was just saying to one of the other parish priests, you know, Father, make sure you leave the doors open, you know, while we're doing that fire, so you can. So Father did, you know, had the doors open, and there was, you know, the little fire in the front they were doing, and they were saying a prayer. Well, within a couple of minutes of prayer, doesn't the fire alarm go off? And it went off, and it was dinging, and it wouldn't stop dinging, and finally Father came out and said, well, he said, everyone, this will be an Easter Vigil you will never forget for the rest of your lives, and neither will I. It just kept ringing and ringing and ringing, and they couldn't stop the fire alarm until the fire department came to personally turn off the fire alarm. And finally, when they did, everybody clapped in church. It was hilarious. And so then we started our our mass, but it was very funny. It was something unpredictable, and poor Father, you know, he's just, I'm sure, sweating and wondering, oh my gosh, what do I do now? But, you know, that's what it was, and it was an interesting Easter vigil. I don't know if yours was as interesting as mine, but it was so funny. One of the things I must tell you, this one thing I did that I absolutely loved, and you've known it as the Via Doloroso, or the Way of the Cross, and it is, my friends, the Stations of the Cross. If you've done it before, or you haven't done it in a long time, and even though it was Easter, or before Easter, or after Easter, it doesn't matter. It's the actual journey of praying the Stations of the Cross. It is, has to be, for me, there was a few people at church that night. It was on past Good Friday. I think it was on the Saturday that I went in. And I went in, and it was pretty well empty at that point. And I tell you, all I needed was a box of Kleenex to go through that whole journey of Jesus coming and walking through Jerusalem and praying the prayers through my little book that I have, according to St. Francis of Assisi. I have this lovely little book called The Way of the Cross. And, you know, there's a prayer, and then you do our Father, a Hail Mary, and a Glory Be. And then we say a little prayer at the end. But it was the actual movement of going through the Stations of the Cross that was so rejuvenating. It was so healing, and I was just amazing. I you know, I've done the Stations of the Cross before, but, you know, I must admit, you know, when I go to church, I often don't do the Stations of the Cross, and there really isn't a time that, you know, an acceptable time to be doing the Stations of the Cross. But it's the actual, the praying and the contemplating, the meditating, and seeing the portraits of Jesus going through, you know, how he's condemned to death and how he's made to carry the cross, and then how he falls for the first time and then falls a second time, and Veronica wiping the face of Jesus. My goodness, dear listeners, I will tell you that I could have cried a river. It was such a beautiful journey to go through. You know, it's, you know, and you think, well, why go? You know, I mean, why do the Stations of the Cross? Well, it's to help the faithful of people in spirit, right? It's like a pilgrimage that we're going through Christ's sufferings and death. And, you know, unfortunately, and as I did my own research, it turns out that the Stations of the Cross is actually one of the most neglected devotions in daily Catholic prayer. You know, we are encouraged to pray the Rosary, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, the Liturgy of the Hours. They're all great, but we don't remember many people suggesting to us to pray the Stations of the Cross on a daily basis, it's, you know, but I tell you, that whole thing of going through that, it involved my senses, my experiences, my emotions. I came to experience the love of Jesus for me, to the extent the gratitude that I felt for him dying on the cross for me, a sinner, a deep gratitude that, you know, that you just have this genuine desire to love Jesus more than you ever could imagine. And, you know, the most important reason for reviving this practice of making the Stations of the Cross, it's really a powerful way for all of us to contemplate and enter into the mystery of Jesus' gift of himself to us. And when you pray the Stations of the Cross, you can feel yourself tracing the footsteps that Christ, in his journey from being condemned to death to his resurrection, and in knowing that our Lord and Savior died such a violent death for love for all of us, and meditating on the Stations of the Cross become such an experience that it can only unite you with Christ. And upon beginning the Stations of the Cross, we make a good act of contrition, right? There's a little prayer you say before you begin. And upon that beginning, knowing that why we learn exactly why Christ obediently died, right? It allows the Lord to speak to us and give himself to us complete reign in our heart. And meditating on the passion of Jesus draws all of us closer to God. And when you do that walking, each step you take, you're giving yourself over to the Holy Spirit, and you become an instrument in the salvation of souls. And this meditation allows you to contemplate Christ's suffering and his victory over Satan and over sin. And with all of this, the Holy Spirit just fills your soul. Just fills it. And that's how I felt. I felt so grateful and so small and humble. I was so humbled by that whole experience. And I thought to myself, Christina, why haven't you done this more often? And that's a reminder to myself as well that, you know, it's something we should be doing more often, just before Mass, if you go to church a little bit earlier. It doesn't take long to do the Stations of the Cross, and there's no rush. You know, if you only get through a few of them, that's all right. But going through that journey is such a rejuvenating, such a healing process. You know, and somebody might say, well, you know, why even consider praying them on a daily? Because what it does, it traces the origin to the Blessed Virgin Mary, right? An ancient tradition has it that Mary visited the sites of Jesus' suffering, his death, and resurrection on a daily basis after his ascension into heaven. That's what it tells us. Even before that, other traditions say, it says that Mary followed Jesus along his bitter way of the cross that led to Calvary. And scripture, at the very least, testifies that Mary was there. She was there at the foot of the cross. And Mary was the very first one to accompany Jesus in his sufferings. And she kept those things all in her heart, reflecting daily on them after his ascension. And it, you know, I'm afraid of airplanes. I have a hard time with my ears. I suffer a lot with the landing of a plane. And so, I often would love to go to the Holy Land. But this Stations of the Cross does exactly that. It really is like going through the passion, the narrative, without having to go to Jerusalem. It gives us a chance to walk through that holy walk. And, you know, we're grateful that St. John Paul II were made by St. John the Stations of the Cross. You know, he grew up near an ancient shrine near the city of Kalwaria and Sebrodowska, I think. I'm not even saying it right, but I think our friends will understand. The shrine there was erected on a landscape of hills and was fashioned to resemble the Way of the Cross in Jerusalem. And there are numerous chapels in Poland there where a pilgrim can trace Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection. And when visiting the site, and when he became Pope, John Paul II said, I really do not know how to thank Divine Providence for granting me to revisit this place, Kalwaria, the shrine of the Mother of God, the holy places of Jerusalem, connected with the life of Jesus and that of his mother reproduced here, the little ways, as they are called. So, you know, if you've been to Jerusalem and you would like to share that with us and how that felt for you, what was that like for you? Was it a wonderful experience? How did it make you feel in walking where Jesus walked? Maybe you might want to phone us at Father's Quilt here and share that experience with us. It's just to encourage all of us maybe to make that trip. Or maybe you've been to Medjugorje or to Lourdes and you might want to share that with us. I haven't, so I look forward to hearing from you. And you can call us at this number at 416-245-1534. We'd love to hear from you and share your journey with us. It would be such a gift to all of us. So do, you know, we encourage you to call us here at the Father's Quilt at Radio Maria. And, you know, The stations were requested by Jesus in the private revelations given to St. Faustina. While St. Faustina herself was primarily known for being given the Divine Mercy Chaplet, Jesus also specifically told her to make the stations of the cross on a daily basis during the 3 o'clock hour. And here's her quote, "My daughter, try your best to make the stations of the cross in this hour, provided that your duties permit it. And if you are not able to make the stations of the cross, then at least step into the chapel for a moment and adore in the Blessed Sacrament my heart, which is full of mercy." Isn't that the most beautiful thing? How beautiful this is, dear listeners. We are so encouraged. You know, this Easter might have been a real difficult journey for you. Maybe you've experienced a loss of some sort, or you're struggling with your health, and it just makes you feel, you know, Jesus and I are suffering together. We suffered together. And, you know, we can pray for healing for you. And, you know, if you call us or email us, we would love to hear from you and encourage you and bless you through the intercession of our Blessed Mother. That's why we are all here at the Father's Quilt, to love you, to pray with you, to pray for you, and to pray for someone that you care about. Because we realize our faith is so important through all our life, and honoring the Blessed Mother through this broadcast, that's why we're all here, because we love the Blessed Mother. And so we are so encouraged to know that you're listening to us each and every Tuesday and Friday afternoon here is such a blessing. It is truly a blessing, and I am humbled each and every broadcast to be with you, to share with you God's Word, and to encourage you through your faith. And so, therefore, my friends, the stations are a great devotion to unite us to Christ's suffering and allows us to accompany Him on the Via Doloroso. When we watch as He suffers and the weight of the cross and realize it was our sins that crucified Him. And, you know, so we must remember the stations aren't only meant to be prayed during Lent, but they can be made every day of the year. And so a common theme throughout the different meditations of the Stations of the Cross is the relationship between our sin and Christ's suffering. In every reflection, there's a desire for all of us to make a personal connection to the sufferings that Jesus underwent in His Passion. Father Ligorio wrote, "My adorable Jesus, it was not Pilate. No, it was my sins that condemned thee to die. And since the reason for Jesus' passion and resurrection is the salvation of humanity, every person shares a personal involvement in why Jesus suffered. And praying the Stations of the Cross, my friends, it can only be fruitful for you. That suffering has only meaning in the resurrection, but it is a selfless gift of the Father of His only Son. And so when we reflect on the time when Christ's physical body was taken from our material earth, we must remember that the mystical body of Christ, the Church, is present and must continue Christ's work until He comes again. And so therefore, when we engage our body and our heart and our soul, and we walk the Stations of the Cross, we facilitate that worship, that creating that real communion with Christ, with each other. It reminds us that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, and that we worship the living Lord best with our heart and our soul and our bodily strength. We need to remember that we are worshiping a living Christ. Jesus rose. It's not the end of the death. He took death away. He took that sting away from all of us. We have nothing to fear but the joy of seeing His face one day in heaven. physically walking the stations of the cross, my friends, during Lent and reflecting on God's word, we've received the gift that awaits us all. Hebrew has many words for wait. It's sometimes has a different nuance. But many, Yakel is to wait in hope. Daman, to be silent and still and calmly trusting in the Lord. Right? So it's shaka, to long for with the burning passion of desperately wanting something. Right? As scripture says, blessed are those who listen to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. Proverbs 8. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart. And wait for the Lord. Psalm 27. Although the third millennium's growing, you know, we're so distracted by cell phones, iPads, the computer, everything that seems harder and harder for all of us to wait for the Lord. These diversions, my friends, are simply reflect the restlessness nature of humanity. And as the hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, reminds us, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Walking the stations of the cross puts us squarely on the path of tending, of taking care, and feeding and nurturing and inspiring and igniting our relationship with God. And it transformed the physical greening of God's springtime creation into a personal invitation to accept that great promise of 2 Corinthians. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that person is a new creation. The old has gone, the new is here. This is a new season for you and me, my friends. The old is gone. Whether we journey with Franciscan monks on Jerusalem's Via Doloroso, whether we walk the stations at a local church, or proceed interiorly from station to station with a book, a devotional book, celebrating the stations of the cross is time well spent with the God of good news. He is the God of good news. Therefore, we have salvation and we have joy in that salvation, and it's a friendship with God. God's love for us and ours and for Him grows like any relationship we have with other people. It can only grow. There comes a moment when we can never quite locate or catch when an acquaintance becomes a friend. In a sense, the change from one to the other has been taking place over a period of time. But there comes a point when we can know that we can trust the other and exchange confidence, keeping each other's secrets. We are friends. There has to be a moment like that, in our relationship with God. He has to stop being just a Sunday friend and become a weekday friend. Then we can be in friends with Christ. No matter the time of year, no matter the weather, we can find ourselves face to face with flowers, with joy, with summer and sunshine. Winter's bitterness no longer bothers us. My friend, that is my broadcast today. I would encourage you, if you haven't done so, do the stations of the cross before you go to Mass, or if you haven't got a church to go to and you can't get to a church, then I would encourage you to get a hold of this little booklet. It's called The Way of the Cross, according to the method of St. Francis of Assisi. And so I would like to say a little prayer with you. And I'm trying to see it back, because I've had my book for so long. Many parishes carry this book, I know. So it's from Tan Books and Publishers. I don't know, TAN Books and Publishers. So, but I know that you can ask through Father. I'm sure a parish priest would be able to get a hold of it for you. So, you know, I think we need to say a quick little prayer here before we get on to our final closing. Bow your heads for this. Oh, Jesus Christ, my Lord, with what great love you traveled the painful road which led to your death. And how often have I abandoned you? But now I love you with my whole soul. And because I love you, I am sincerely sorry for having offended you. My Jesus, pardon me and permit me to accompany you on this journey. You died for love of me, and it is my wish, oh my dearest Redeemer, to be willing to die for love of you. Oh my beloved Jesus, in your love I wish to live, and in your love I wish to die. Amen. Isn't that beautiful, my friends? Isn't that a beautiful prayer? Dear friends, please remember, if you haven't done the Stations of the Cross, I would encourage you to do so. You will not be sorry. There's such a, as I say to you, I could have gone through a box of Kleenex by myself, but you know, it is such a wonderful journey, and it is such a an inspiring time to you know, never feel that, oh, because Lent is over, you know, I don't need to, but you should, you know. It's really a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for you to be with Jesus in every sense of the word. So listen, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Blessed listeners, our time has come to an end. God bless you. Happy Easter. I look forward to speaking with you on Friday, April the 6th, and we're going to talk more, and we'll delve more into the idea of the wonderful journey of the Way of the Cross. Thank you. God bless you, and enjoy the rest of your day.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day. Just a single day.